Hence, this is called the pre-money cap table. Now, we would like to remember two key points. First, the sum of stakes across all shareholders is always 100%. Second, the value of shares of the company is the company's valuation. So right now, TerraMan's valuation is the value of all 10,000 shares with a price per share of 10 rupees. This means the valuation of TerraMan is 1 lakh rupees. Let's fast forward by 1 year and find out what happens when this company raises a round of capital. Post-money valuation. Rohan and John raised 3 crores from Lion Capital. Against 3 crore investment, Lion Capital gets a 15% stake in the company. Here are the things that will now change in the cap table. Stake across all previous shareholders, total number of shares, price per share. Let's first see how the stakes across all previous shareholders change. This change happens because Rohan and John are not selling their stake. So how does Lion Capital get a 15% stake in the company? If you thought dilution, then yes, you are right. To give Lion Capital a 15% stake in TerraMan, Rohan and John's stake will get diluted to the extent of 15%. That is, Rohan and John's stake will now be lesser than 50%. Here is how dilution is calculated. Dilution stake is equal to pre-investment stake multiplied by 1 minus investor stake. For Rohan, this becomes diluted stake equals to 50% into 1 minus 15%. This comes out to be 42.5%. Similarly for John. Hence, Rohan and John's stake reduces from 50% to 42.5%, and Lion Capital gets his 15% stake. Remember, we previously noted that the sum of stakes